Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs dabble in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy businesswomen finding that balance and building the bridges between raising our families and building our businesses. And I love the social media journey that I am on, and I feel so lucky to have this show as a place for women to come and share their businesses, their dreams, their missions, their goals. And I'm so excited because my social media journey has introduced me to so many women. And Myra Patansis and I have been Facebooking each other forever, you know, back and forth. And she'll comment on my post, I comment on hers. And she sent a message to me because she has an amazing, well, first of all, she has an amazing business, and we'll talk about that. But a phenomenal not-for-profit organization that she has created called Create Happy Moments. And the mission is to educate underprivileged children in the Dominican Republic through cultural exchange. And the project collects used and new children's costumes to ship overseas for the country's Independence Day and Carnival festivals, which is held every February 27th. And it's the cultural tradition to dress up in costumes and parade through the cities, neighborhoods, and villages and enchant and to celebrate this holiday. And in turn, we here in the U.S. can help with these beautiful events by taking our used costumes or new costumes and helping Myra send them down. She's shipping, doing a shipment on December 20th. So you know what? Get into your closets and you just put them away, get them back out and get them into her shipment because you know what? This will make such a difference in these children's lives in such a happy way. And what better way to see those costumes go to use, you know? So I really, and I want to talk before, she also has a beautiful company that she has. She's just a lover of all creative things, and she's an art and lifestyle blogger, and she publishes weekly on DandyPapels.com, which is founded in 2008, and she's designed and worked with brides and moms to design invitations. And she was just featured in Bella New York magazine. So it's just remarkable what she's doing. So Myra, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dori. That sounds amazing how you worded it, everything. I love it.
isn't it amazing to hear this and go, wow, yeah, I did all that? Really?
Yeah, I'm listening here on the other line. I'm like, whoa, yeah, that's me. Oh, my God.
Right? But you know what?
Thank
good
you
for
so much. Thank you so much.
I do want you to tell us about Dandy Papel first.
Yes. Dandy Papel, it's a stationery company, as you said, and I make fabulous invitations, and they're handmade. And Dandy Papel branched out of a business I had, which was my perfect little party, but I used to do decorations for children's party, and I just became overwhelmed because I wanted to do it all. I really did think I was Superwoman. And the business was growing, but it wasn't enough to hire staff, so I just sat back and relaxed, and I said, let me just grab onto whatever I like doing the most, and that was paper. So I stuck with paper and I rebranded. I named it Dandy Papel. Dandy stands for my two younger children's name, Diogo and Ella. And Papel is paper in Spanish. So I wanted to integrate that into the business name. And that's Dandy Papel. I make invitations, weddings, birthdays. I make thank you cards, tags. And I'm actually working on a new line for greeting cards and small planners.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And so how exciting was it to see your article and your invitations in Bella, New York?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to tell you the story like in 3 seconds. When I posted the announcement on Facebook with the link to the online version, like 5 minutes. And then the next 5 minutes, I got the magazine, and I'm like, wait, but I can just take a shot of the actual page and post it. This, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, my God, I want to share this excitement. So I did, and it was back-to-back the post, and I'm looking at it, and I'm holding it in my hands, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was a surreal moment to see my work and my name on a major New York City, you know, magazine. It makes it all worth it. All the, you know, the nights, the long nights, and, you know. And still is. I think about it, and I look at it here at home, and I'm like, and I tell my husband, honey, look, look.
Who can blame you? I mean, think about it. You know, and this is, it's so funny. This is why Word of Mom came about. For women like you and me who have built something from their home, you know, on your own that you have done, and look at where you are going. Forget it. Are you kidding? I'd be walking up to people in the supermarket going, look at this. This is me. Can you believe it? I keep pulling it off the rack. Like, look. You know, because what incredible validation to the work, work that goes into it.
Yes, and I want to add, because I cannot leave this show without saying this. I mean, I've had some incredible people along this way. I've met some, I call them my angels. You know, they've supported me financially, morally, to push me to go to higher grounds and search for my dream and to keep going, and that I have the talent. And I found this amazing support group of women, ETT Women. And ever since I joined this group, I blame them for part of my success, because you need, as women in business, entrepreneurs, moms, we need a support group. A group that's going to hold you accountable, that's going to speak your language. That's because I have my girlfriends, I have my friends, I have my sisters-in-law, I have my sisters. I mean, we're hardcore. But when it comes to business, we all have different dreams. We all have careers. And we need to find that support group that really speaks to what you're thinking and understands you and is going to push you and hold you accountable. So that's what this group that I found, ETT Woman, this group has done that for me. And I am forever grateful, and I want to encourage every, you know, women in business to search for a support group.
Well, I have to say, you know, Lynette Barbieri and Vanessa Cokes have been here on our show. I love ETT Women. Two of their members, Hope Whistle, is one of our sponsors today. Kathleen Ettinger is next week's sponsor, from Teascapes, and Hope is 31 Gifts. And Nicole Baroda from Jersey Cookie Girl. I actually wasn't there this year for the conference because I was still in Florida. I know.
But this is
women empowering women. And it's an exciting thing when you are moving your business forward, because let's face it, as you are, you know, none of us were born with business degrees. And, you know, it's me with the radio show and with Safety Bags, LLC. I wasn't born going, someday I'm going to make a line of clear bags, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, exactly. And it's so funny because people are like, wow, you're a businesswoman. I'm like, nah, I just play one on TV. You know, really, but that's the whole thing. And what I love, and it is part of what Word of Mom Radio does, is just empowering women, other women, and sharing. Because, you know, it's so easy to think that you're all by yourself and that nobody understands what the struggles you're going through. And then all of a sudden you come into the room with all of these women, or you come on the show with all of the women listening and go, wow, that's happened to me.
Totally can relate. Oh my God, 100%.
Right. Well, 100%. You know, let's face it, everybody, all of us have heard, you know, when are you going to quit doing this and get a real job?
Exactly.
You know? That's who you got to mail that
L magazine already.
I'm serious. That's where that Bella magazine, it's like, here, let me mail this to you. Here's my real job. It's on page 85.
Here's my real job. You know what I'm doing? Okay.
Exactly. And it is. It's almost, you know, you become, you create this success, and it's it's not because, sometimes it's not because of people, it's almost in spite of people, you know, that told you, well, yeah, but you know what I mean? That told you, oh, you can't do that. You can't compete with the big companies. There were companies.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? More and more people are looking for that personal touch, that unique, that guess what? They can't go to a catalog and pick out number 73.
You will never get that out of a catalog. No.
Exactly.
No.
And that is so wonderful.
Yeah, I take pride in my invitations. I mean, every single design I make is unique. I mean, someone can come and order the same invite that's already posted on my store, but I can guarantee you that that invitation is going to go out of this office, this workshop I have, because I work from home. I have my workshop at home. That invitation, even though you ordered it to mimic one that you saw on my store, it's not going to be the same because it's handmade. Everything comes through my hands, and it's going to be different colors, different fonts. Maybe you have a different flower on it because it does come with spell embellishments. It just depends on what you pick and what your taste is. So I take a lot of pride in the uniqueness of every invitation I make.
As well you should, because you know what? They are completely unique. And it really is. They're beautiful and they're yours. You know, there's something that you have, you know, and it's such a wonderful thing. And to take your talent and the creativity that you've been blessed with and to be able to be part of somebody else's celebration.
Oh, my God, Dori, talk about that. I mean, people's wedding. I mean, this is one of the mm-hmm. biggest days of their lives. You know, the communion of their children. And to have me, I mean, yes, it is my business. I am making a profit out of it, but I somehow get involved and we communicate on a daily basis. And one of my clients actually told me one day, what I like about you is that you educate your client, you get them involved in the process. Because at times I'm at the print shop, you know, I do design the invitations and then I have to go out and have them printed. And then I bring them back to the workshop and finish the designing and the embellishments. And sometimes I'm at the work at the print shop and I need to ask this person this question. I mean, the pink came out too strong, and I take a picture right then and there and I text it to them. Somehow they become involved in the process of designing it, and I like that. I like that touch, and they love it. So it's very involved. It gets intense, and I come to know their children through social media, because then we become friends and then we're sharing. So they come, they see my family, and it's just a connection. It's wow. It's mind blowing at times, let me tell you.
It, you know what? It is. But think of, you know, look how hard you work doing this. Why would you work this hard for someone else?
Yeah.
You know, it to work this hard and to know at the end of the day, you've made a difference for somebody. And the first, you know, greeting to their, you know, to their wedding or whatever is by you. That you are inviting, you know, it's got to be such an amazing feeling, you know.
Yes,
and good for you. And I love that you've translated this into creating a not-for-profit group to give back to the kids from the country that you're from.
Yes,
you know?
It hits home. It literally hits home. And I've always had, I mean, I come from a humble home. I come from a family of low resources from Dominican Republic. And I am one out of seven children. And back in my childhood, when I was growing up, it was very difficult to get a hold of a costume from a store. I mean, we did make our own costumes back then. It was fabulous. We had a great time. We got creative. And part of my creativity comes from my childhood and my mom and my sisters and brothers. We grew up creating things with our hands. And but, you know, we live in different times now. Back when I was growing up, if we had a TV at the house, which we did, we probably didn't have electricity to watch it. That's how it was back then. So we did have a lot of time in our hands to make things, and we enjoy making our costumes, but times have changed. The children have a different view at the world. They have multiple windows. They have an internet. They have more access and more resources, so they're able to see what's out there. And they want costumes. They want their superhero costumes. They want their Spider-Man costume, and they want the real cape, and they want the mask. You know what I mean? So and this is how it came about. And to get into this project, I call it my project, and I'm in the process of I already registered as a nonprofit, so I'm waiting on the certification that it is. So cross fingers, everything is going well. And I've had a few of my sisters and friends jump in as board members, because we do need that to qualify for a nonprofit. I need a board member. And so that is going smoothly. And the idea, I want to talk to you how this came about, because it actually blew my mind away too.
Well, you know what? Before we get into that, wait. Before we get into that, let me do a quick station break. And that way
sure.
don't have to interrupt you again, because I want to hear... I don't want to, you know, stop halfway through. So
today
our sponsors, partywithhope.com. Hope is just an absolutely wonderful woman, and she's a full-time director with 31, and she loves the opportunity of working for herself, and it's given her the chance to make her own schedule, meet new friends, and share the gift of 31 with everyone. So whether you're interested in placing an order, hosting a party, doing a fundraiser, looking for a donation, or even becoming a consultant, Hope would love the opportunity to celebrate, encourage, and reward you. So go to partywithhope.com and find out more about her. And she wants to wish you all a 30 wonderful day. And our other sponsor is actually my company, Safety Bags LLC. And, you know, you guys have been on the journey with me of rebranding our line of clear bags and backpacks. And, you know, I tried to do this to keep guns and drugs out of schools. Couldn't get the funding we needed, so picked two bags and picked a target market, and we registered stadiumbags.com, because the NFL and NASCAR and March Madness, you have to have a clear bag if you want to bring something with you to a ball game now or a stadium or a race. And the interesting thing is we just launched 2 weeks ago, or, you know, sales are happening and everything else, but people are like, wow, you know, they're typing to me on Facebook, these would be great for schools. You should really contact the schools about this. And I'm like, yeah, you think? Because I've been trying to do this for schools for years. And so it's interesting, but it just goes to show, do not give up on your dream. Whether you go in the front door, the back door, the side window, I climbed in through the attic because I never came from the basement. I always came from up above, but I came in through the attic, and now here we have launched stadiumbags.com, and we're getting all kinds of, you know, play on it, and people are, you know, sharing us, and orders are coming in, and if you can get your order in within the next few days, you will be here. Well, your gifts will be here in time for Christmas, and for you Super Bowl fans and March Madness, the rest of them will be in January, and you'll have your bag and plenty of time to get to those games. So thanks to our sponsors, and we are back with Myra Betances as she shares Create Happy Moments. So please let us know how this all happened, Myra.
Yes, thank you so much for that that announcement. I love Hope stuff, and the 31 gift, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome. So Create Happy Moments. I started this in 2009. This was when the idea hit me. And till this day, I am at odds that it didn't happen before. Because this was during a Halloween parade from my son's school, my middle child. I had already had the three kids. And I went to the school to watch the parade, as I usually did for my other son. But for some reason, it happened on this at this day. It was meant to happen this day. I was standing outside, and on the yard outside, I see these hundreds of kids. It must have been about 400 kids just, you know, going around in circles for all the parents to watch. And I'm wondering to myself, and I'm literally talking to myself at that moment, and I'm like, huh, I wonder where all these costumes go. after Halloween because there's a lot of costumes. And I'm like, children probably play with them for a week or two or maybe even a month, but then that's it. And then let's face it, we do buy our children new costumes every year for many reasons. And then they grow out of it. So I started thinking, of course, my mind started rolling right away. And I'm like, how about if I start asking people, literally asking them to give me their costumes that they're not using, you know, used, and that no longer need them. And I can put them in boxes and ship them to the Dominican Republic for the Independence Day and Carnival that is held every February 27th, as you mentioned earlier, because you know, this hits home. I remember, as I just mentioned to you, I remember when I was growing up, I mean, it was very hard to get a hold of a costume from a store. Mm-hmm. And through this project, this nonprofit, I'm targeting children of low-income families and really low resources that go to this neighborhood, the school in the neighborhood, small schools. I'm targeting small schools, and I did it in 2010, 2009, and the school we pick depends on the number of costumes we raise, because we mm-hmm. don't want to show up there with 50 costumes and have 100 children waiting.
Right.
So it's just logic. So my cousins in the Dominican Republic are the ones who go into the schools, target the schools, and talk to their principal and come to an agreement. And we, over here in the United States, we collect the costumes, put them in boxes, ship them overseas. And when once they get there, my cousin in the Dominican Republic, they go to these schools, they make it an event. It's a big activity in February. They come in there, the parents come, the teachers, and to the schools, and the children dress up. So it's not like we give the costumes to the children and they take it home and you don't know anything about them. But mm-hmm. we actually make an activity in the schools. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so we take pictures. I mean, we don't have videos, but this time we're aiming for videos. So I encourage all the parents and everybody who's donating costumes or accessories or money for that matter to please follow the Facebook page, because over there I'm trying to keep track of all the costumes that have been coming in and thanking everybody. And when these boxes ship out and when these boxes arrive and when these costumes get to these children's hands and the schools, everything will be posted there. So how cool would it be for your child to see that the costume he donated or she donated is being used all the way across the sea in another country for a cultural tradition, and see that costume having an impact? We never know the impact that something is going to cause in somebody else's life. So I told someone I met a few weeks ago at an event, I'm like, I'm not saving anybody's life, but I'm making someone's life, someone have a happy moment in their life. And then that person replied back to me and they said, you never know how your mission is impacting anybody. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage everybody to go follow the Facebook page so you can keep track of your donations. Literally, you can see them. So you can see and actually encourage parents to tell their children what these costumes are doing and why are they donating them, and show them how it's being used. Because when they arrive in Dominican Republic, as I said, we're taking pictures, we're doing videos, these children will be able to participate full force in the festivities. And the children over here in the United States will appreciate and learn about a different culture. They will learn history, and they will at the same time learn the gift of giving at an early age. And they're going to be able to see it with their own eyes, how it's happening through pictures and hopefully video. So at the end of the day, the Create Happy Moments, it's about cultural exchange, where the children will learn the gift of giving, culture, and the impact that something they have will make in somebody else's life. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to buy, you don't have to spend money to participate. It's something that you already have, and you're actually not going to use it anymore. And that's why I believe so much in this project, and I think it's so doable.
I agree
and
with you. And I love it because, you know, it's something that's so simple. And I wish I had known about it in November because I would have had you on, or actually in October, and we're going to have to make sure that we schedule something for mid-October next year. Because this is something that you do year after year, and we want to make sure that mid-October we schedule it again, and that way we can remind people, don't put those away. You can
Thank you so much, Lori.
And that's why I'm saying, you know what, I know they're in your closet somewhere. You've already put them in your little box or whatever. Come on, just get it out of the box. Get it out of the box and send it somewhere. You know, send it somewhere that it's going to make a real difference and a real impact. And I don't know about you, but Halloween was always one of my favorite holidays. And any time to see kids dressing up in costumes, my birthday is 2 weeks after Halloween. And when my kids were little, I used to have a costume party for my birthday so they could wear their Halloween costumes again. And my nieces and my nephews and my kids and everybody, you know, my brothers and sisters-in-law and stuff like that, they were like, this is such a great idea because, you know, we get these costumes and then that's it. They wear them once and, you know.
That's it.
I know. And so I do. I love it. And it's amazing how something so small, you know, can make a child, if you can make a kid smile, what better reward is that? I mean, come on. You know, how much better does it get? You know, to be able to do stuff like that. And that's why I'm used to you. I have to go today. I'm heading to a couple of different stores and I'm helping a friend do something. And I'm going to talk to them and see like, hey, do you have anything in the back?
Oh my goodness.
You know, what the heck?
God,
all
please.
I can do is ask.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, but that's the whole thing.
Thank you.
That's all you can do is ask. And that's why I'm saying, I mean, I wish I had known about this, you know, a month and a half ago, because believe me, I'd have been talking to different stores going, hey, look, anything you don't sell, you know, come on, you're going to write it off anyway, donate it. Yes. And you know what? You are going to get that not-for-profit status. That is going to happen.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
It's totally going to happen.
I have a lot
it's
of hope.
It's totally
going
to happen. It really will. And you know what? That'll make a difference too, because again, that's where you now get to go. And so this year you might get costumes for 50 or 60 kids or 100 kids. Next year, watch how many other kids you get costumes for.
Yes.
Once you get that not-for-profit status and can go out there with an army now, you know.
Yes, that's the aim.
I know, because you know what? Sadly, especially in a business, most people want to know what's in it for me. You know, so it's like, hey, it's a tax write-off. Yes. Oh, great. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So you know what?
Yes,
what's in it for
I
you?
Understand.
You made a kid smile. How much better can that be? What's better than that?
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
and
but like you said, a lot of people,
No, I was just going to say, like you said, you can track it right on that Facebook page. You can go to create happy moments and get to see, you know,
your children's costume, literally your children's costume, make another child all the way across the sea happy and participating in a cultural festivity and making use of it, and at the same time teaching your child or reinforcing the teachings you have instilled in them about the gift of giving. And what other way better than this one of stuff you already have in your house? And to that, I don't know if you have to take a break again, but if I can continue talking.
Please do.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I created a GoFundMe account, and it's aimed because we need to cover shipping expenses, we need to cover shipping materials, and we also need to cover the whatever children. We need to make sure we have enough customs to show up at the school. We don't want to show up empty-handed for half of the school. So this is why the selection of the school that is going to be the recipient, it kind of comes at the, in quotes, last minute, just because we need to know how many customs we have.
Right.
And now I'm asking for some cash. And even $5, $3. I mean, a lot of people spend $3 in a coffee every morning. Anything, literally anything can help me, you know, raise funds to cover these expenses. And if you still have customs, then just donate customs. It's not that I'm now asking for cash donations. It's still customs. But this is a way that if you didn't have a costume, or if you already donated a costume and you want to see this project, you know, to fruition, just go ahead and even $3, $2, it's okay. You know, together we achieve more, as we say in EPP Women. Together we achieve more, and this is in the general sense. So I wanted to put it out there that there is a GoFundMe account, and I posted the link on the Facebook page for Create Happy Moments. And please follow the page, and please search in your closets to see if you even have a cape, wings. I take crowns. I take accessories to costumes because, you know what? You can give me wings. The other person can give me a crown, and the other person
that's
can
right.
give me a cape. And that's a costume right there. So
that's
it's,
right.
You don't literally have to have a complete costume or even the bag that it came in, for that matter. You know, you collect what you have that you're not using and have it made its way to me.
How do people
thank
get
you.
In touch with you? Please let everybody know
people,
as we wrap up here.
Yes. Yes, you can call me directly on my phone, 201-888-0576. You can text. You can send emails. I've set up an email account for Create Happy Moments, and it's literally that, Create Happy Moments, DR, the initials for Dominican Republic, DR, at gmail.com. You can also please go and like our page, Create Happy Moments, and just take... And just come along this journey with us, and you know, let's enjoy and hope that our actions and your children's action will make an impact. And what a great way to have them be able to actually see it. So please like our page.
Well, I already did, and I'm going to keep inviting people. And this, you know, this show becomes an archive, and I am going to be tweeting it out for days and days and days up until, you know, the last minute for you
yes.
to encourage people
thank
to
you.
Hear about what you're doing. And, you know, please send me anything you need us to share, because I love what you're doing, and I'm so glad that you reached out to me. And
thank you. Yes, I am, too.
A wonderful thing to be able to have a show, to be able to share people. So I'm going to be putting up a blog post about this too when we get off, when
thank
we get
you.
Off the air. You are very welcome.
Thank you so
and
much.
Again, I love the work that you are doing. So please reach out, Create Happy Moments, like them on Facebook, Create Happy Moments, DR at gmail.com. Reach out to Myra Betances and help make a child smile. So on that note, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for being here with us today on Word of Mom Radio. Myra, thank you so much for coming to share with us today. And we'll see you here next week with all new shows, great new guests, and, you know, just wonderful women. So until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.